Hey, what is going on, everybody out there? This is Jake James Lugo. Welcome to the channel, and thank you so much for being a supporter here on my Patreon page. This is a brand new EX mode that I'm doing for you guys. If you haven't already, check out the definitive discussion episode for this episode that I'm doing right now, because it's over on the YouTube channel. So I have Darkside Phil with me, Phil Burnell, DSP Gaming, chatting it up with me. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff involving Twitch streaming during this pandemic and all this other stuff. Phil, tell me, was that conversation top tier?
Oh, yeah. It was fun, man.
Yes. You see, my streak continues, man. I'm getting nice at this. You see, the thing is, Phil, is like, again, every time I have a guest on the show, I always ask them, was that conversation top tier? And every single one of my conversations have been top tier. They've been S tier. They've been good. So I'm keeping the streak going. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Which is great. So I want to talk a little bit, obviously, now more about your career. We have to talk about the bullshit. Just going to put it out there. Like that. I know, Phil, because at least me and you have a rapport where we can talk about stuff honestly and stuff. And there's been a lot of craziness with you over the last, like, what, like 2-3 years, I want to say, give or take?
I'd say about seven years.
I was trying to be generous. I was like saying, like, yo, you've had a good one so far, but you had a little bit of bullshit. But, like, it's been a little bit wild. And again, I look at this stuff from a distance, because even though I've followed your career over the years, you know, almost as long, like I said in the last episode, as my own career in games media and stuff, but I watch, you know, as I'm doing all my other work and such. And there's been some wild stuff with you, like specifically, obviously, with interactions with other content creators, with other streamers, with other people that have been on the YouTube and the Twitch space, you know, for a while. I mean, now at this point, now that you've been doing this for a while, has it gotten a little bit easier despite all the craziness?
Well, let me put it this way. You get to a point where I've been around the block for so long that I've heard everything. I've had every possible thing said about me, thrown against me.
Like, nothing's new.
Exactly. You know, I've had the most ludicrous things that are just completely, utterly, 100% fabricated, not based on a single fact, passed around the internet about me as if they were. And when you get to that point, it's like, it just doesn't matter anymore, because people are going to be gullible and they're going to believe whatever they want, whether there's facts there to prove it or not. So for me, I just, on a daily basis, say, I'm just going to unplug from that crap and I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm going to do my positive streams. And I'm absolutely sure that people will take things that I say and do on a daily basis out of context to make me look bad. And I'm absolutely sure they will create drama. And I'm not about that. So, you know,
I was going to say, let me ask you this, because I think it's also important to acknowledge this too. Did you ever feel like at any point within the last couple of years, because again, even though you said like maybe 7 years, but let's just say like the last like 3 or 4 years, just to be generous like that, did you ever feel like a lot of the reaction from the majority of the people out there, and I'm not just talking about just the mindless trolls, because there's always mindless trolls on the internet and they're always going to be there. There's like nothing anybody can do about them. They're going to be what they're going to be and stuff. But did you ever feel like sometimes, you know, the reactions and just the behavior of a lot of the crowds that feel a certain way about you, did you ever feel like maybe you contributed to that in any sort of way? Like whether it's through your actions, like, you know, actively or passively and stuff, because there's a lot of people, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've looked at like videos online about you or followed your career. There's a lot of people who just straight up don't like you. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, when you've been around as long as I have, you're obviously you're bound to make mistakes. And you know, when I started 12 years ago, it was a completely different culture when it came to gameplay and video game on the internet and YouTube in particular, because you know, back then live streaming was unheard of. It was kind of like the Wild West. It was like anything goes, do whatever you want and get away with it. So whether it was over the top, sexualized humor about stuff going on in video games that I would use in my commentary, or whether it was very, very edgy things regarding race and stuff like that.
I remember that.
Obviously, I did it. I'm not going to, you know, the thing is, I've published all my content. I never have taken a single piece of content and hid it behind something to pretend like it didn't happen. It's all public out there. Everyone knows what I've said and done over the years, but I've definitely over the last 12 years matured. I would say since I became a full-time streamer about 3 to 3.5 years ago, I kind of sat myself down and I said, if I'm really going to continue to be some kind of a content creator, I need to change things up. I can't just keep doing the same stuff I did. Times have changed, cultures changed, and I've changed. Exactly. I've matured. I've evolved. I don't want to sit here talking about anime girls on my stream all day. I don't want to sit here, you know, making these comments that are just going to get people all riled up. I just want to enjoy games and be myself have fun and do that kind of more laid back commentary and have a more social interaction with my viewers rather than having to fill dead air on YouTube with constant blabbing about stupid stuff, which is what I used to do, quite frankly. So I admittedly, there's been so many things I've said and done over the years that I know have irked people in the wrong way, whether it was insulting a certain group of gamers for doing certain things or liking certain genres of games or insulting other content creators. That's just stuff that naturally happens over the course of a career that you look back and you're like, why in the hell did I say do that? Why did I ever act like that? You know, a lot of the times people would ask me questions back in the day and I would get absolutely no information whatsoever. I would just talk out of my ass. And it was like, why am I doing that for? That's going to piss people off.
It's funny that you bring that up because, again, like you mentioned other content creators and stuff. Like, I've seen channels just devoted to just dumping on your name or just dumping on your rep. Stuff. Like, there are channels, like, I couldn't believe this when I was looking at this stuff. There are just channels that just look at analyzing every single part of your streams and, like picking apart, like, every little thing. I'm like, there's got to be, either these people are, like, really crazy or he's got to have really pissed somebody off. Like, there'll be moments I was like, yo, Phil, what did you do this time? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost comical at some point.
Yeah, and I would say if you're looking at my entirety of the time I've been a content creator, absolutely there are moments you can look at as like, wow, Phil really did something stupid today and it pissed people off, right? But like I said, since the last three and a half years that I've been a live streamer, things have been very tame. I don't talk about anything controversial anymore. I don't argue with people. I don't get into talking about other content creators unless for some reason they bring me up first. Yeah. Like, I've learned my lesson about what's kind of kosher on a stream and what's not so that you don't cause drama. In fact, I tell everyone my streams, I want to be drama free. I don't want this to be a place where we're arguing, where we're insulting other people. And so I've really calmed down. But sadly, these people have made almost, some of them are making a career off of micro-analyzing everything I do and turning it into something it's not so that they can get the newest clickbait title on their stream or their video for the day, bring in a bunch of people who like that kind of immature drama, and a lot of them actually make money off of it with ad revenue and people contributing on their streams or videos on YouTube. And that's ridiculous, in my opinion. You know, it's one thing if you're going to make fun of me for my gameplay, you're going to call me out for something that I did that's bad. It's another thing to literally just riff on me constantly and fabricate stuff about me to get cheap views and make money. No. And that's where we are right now.
Let me ask you this then, because I think it's also important to acknowledge this. Outside of like the really extreme people out there that are like really out there that are just straight up in the wrong. Like, let's be real. Like, there's just some people that just take things way too far. But so for some of those other people that do criticize you, and for some of those other people that do, for whatever reason, make videos or channels devoted to just being whatever towards you and stuff, did you ever at any point take a step back and be like, have any sort of regret or any sort of like, you know, mindfulness about like maybe there was something that I did that really ticked these people off? Like, even for a long time, I even remember earlier in your career, you went by the moniker, the King of Hate. Like, even you have a whole channel called the King of Hate Vlogs and stuff. And I always thought to myself, is like, why continue something like that? If that just like, you know, is going to put like that type of energy out there. Like, did you ever think about something like that at some point?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, the problem is when there's a difference between if you're a person, you make a mistake, because then people will forget. The difference here is that everything I've ever done is eternally archived on the internet. True. So people don't forget.
That's the internet.
You know, so exactly. And, you know, 12 years ago, when I started recording myself every day, did I think that 12 years later, people would bring up something I said in a video and say, haha, you're a jerk or you're an asshole. Look at this. Of course not. I never thought, I didn't know that that was going to happen. Absolutely. There's people who have grounds to criticize me for the kind of stuff that I've done over the years. But the funny part is that there's some people who are intelligent enough to look and say, okay, that was 10 years ago that Phil said that.
Things changed, obviously.
Exactly. Why do you think that the world is like this unchangeable black and white color palette that never changes? It's not. You know, people mature, people grow up. My content today is light years different. You know, light years away from what it used to be. And I pride myself on that. When people come to my streams every day, when I start, I say, this is not going to be a place for drama. This is not going to be a place for toxicity. This is a place for us to enjoy games and have fun and positivity together. That's what I'm striving for. You know, it ain't the old Phil, but people may have issue with the old Phil, and I'm okay with that. But I haven't seen literally a single person come up with something like in the last 2 years that was like a legitimate gripe with something that I did on my stream. It's just things that they make up or they fabricate, and it's ludicrous.
Yeah, which is cool. And that's what you want, obviously, because you want, obviously, things to be focused on the games and the other stuff that you're doing at the time. It's an interesting thing, too, because obviously we have to look at the fact that, you know, besides all the stuff, which is like the random creators and other people out there that are making their channels, and really that's the audience and stuff. That's one side of it. But then we have this other side, obviously, which is the creators that are much more on like our levels, that are people that are actively creating stuff. Like, obviously, the bigger names that come up now more recently in the last like year or so, I would say, like, is obviously ReviewTech USA. You know, the Quartering, you were on the Quarterings podcast like some time ago, obviously, and you've done and interacted with various other creators at various different points, and you've had all like types of, you know, interactions with them. You know, what is it that you feel like, you know, at least in, from your perspective, where the, you know, these types of like, you know, reactions or these types of like, you know, like word of mouth or whatever it is about you that pervades like this, you know, this perception of you, you know, for a long time, like a lot for a long time, for at least from what I saw, again, on the outside looking in, there was just a lot of people that are just going at you and saying things about you just to jump on a train, just to criticize or just to say things about you that I, at least in my opinion, you know, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there were mean spirited, you know, no matter what, you know, specific thing that they were referring to. There were just some people that are just being nasty just for the sake of being nasty's case. But what was that like from your perspective?
Man, you know, for me, it's frustrating. And the reason is I've always been a person who, very few and far between will you even notice times in my 12 years that I've ever really focused in on another content creator. I think at the very beginning of my career,
I think of maybe one, which was the guy from Machinima. That was like years ago before you joined Machinima, I think.
Probably, yeah, exactly. Notch, that's right.
Notch, that was his name. I forgot his name.
And then after that, we became cool. And there was no problems after we squashed that stupid beef from how long ago. Once I criticized a YouTuber because he was in a gaming advertisement that was running on my video and it promoted his YouTube channel. I'm like, why are you promoting your gaming YouTube channel on an ad on my video on my gaming YouTube channel? That's kind of a really slimy business practice. And outside of that, every once in a while, you talk about a big content creator like PewDiePie or Ninja because they're in the news or whatever.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm not someone who would bring up other content creators, nor do I really even care what they're doing. For me, I'm a kind of guy where I want to focus on my own thing. I'm a hard worker. I want to be here 6 days a week putting out content for people. And I don't want to have all that white noise constantly going on around me, because I know there's always people talking about me. There's always people saying, you know, just be honest, nasty stuff about me that I can't deal with it. Because if I dealt with all that stuff on a daily basis, I'd have no time to make my own content. It would just be me addressing all the crap.
Let me ask you this then, because this is also a good like jumping off point from that. Did you ever feel like, especially with some of the larger creators that have either talked about you or have interacted with you in some way? And again, the best example, because it was the most recent one, is ReviewTech USA, where at least in some videos that I've seen, he went into one of your streams and like donated in order to get your attention about stuff like that. It's something about like, you know, he wanted you to join his podcast and stuff. When it came to crazy things like that, or even beef for whoever, for whatever reason like that, did you ever think, or at least, you know, try to make it attempt to be like, okay, let's talk about this behind the scenes and let's just like, you know, put this to bed, you know what I mean, like, you know, because at least for the audience, you know, when they see two creators or two larger creators going at it for whatever reason, like to them it's just a spectacle and it just keeps going. They want it to keep going because it's more entertainment.
That's them. Right.
You know what I mean? Like that, at some point, I'm pretty sure for anybody in some way that could get, you know, tiring. It could get annoying. And it's like, it takes away from what you're doing. But at least from your perspective, did you ever think about at one point just being like, yo, listen, let's talk about this for a second. Let's just like have a real conversation.
See, here's the thing. I would be totally okay with that. If that was the avenue that someone like Rich took to contact me behind the scenes and said, hey, Phil, I got some stuff I'd like to talk with you about. Maybe you could appear on my podcast. Here's what we can discuss, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I would be open to that. The problem is most of the people who want to get my attention aren't doing that. What they're trying to do is get that clickbait reaction from me.
The headline.
So exactly. What Rich wants, he wants me to go on his podcast so he can discuss my personal life, which I'm not going to do. I'm not going to discuss my personal matters that have nothing to do with my streaming content.
That's your choice.
That's right. And he, you know, he comes on my stream and starts cheering with bits on my Twitch stream, trying to get my attention, asking if, you know, if I'll go on a podcast. Or of course I'm not going to respond positively to that, because I have no interest in that.
I want to ask you this, like, when somebody does something like that, okay, before you continue, like, but when somebody does something like that, is there a line crossed at that point? Like, at that point is like, there's no means of like, okay, we can't really have a conversation at that point, because you're like literally trying to do something else that's like, gets into other territory.
Right. I mean, what it is he's trying to get attention and derail my stream. I'm trying to put out my normal business. This would be like walking into someone's brick and mortar store, you know, and putting on a scene to get attention.
Yeah.
When it's like, you can't do that in real life. You'll get arrested. But because it's the internet, it's the Wild West, right? Everyone could do whatever they want. So he comes and he derails my stream to try to get me to be on his content so he'll make money and he'll get views. And then he wants to talk about my personal life. It wasn't about, oh, let's talk about your gameplay streams. It was stuff that had nothing to do with anyone else's business. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to respond positively to that. I'm going to tell him thanks, but no thanks. And yeah. What I basically told him was, no, I'm not going to be on your podcast. And that was the end of it. You know, he hung around for a little bit and then he took off. But if someone were to contact me behind the scenes and say, hey, Phil, I'm interested in having you on in a piece of content. Here's what the topics we'll talk about. Is anything off the table, etc.? I'd be more than happy to always entertain that. I'm certainly not going to accept every opportunity or every offer, but if it's something that I feel that I can add my expertise or my experience to, and it would be a constructive conversation, absolutely, I would consider doing. But coming in and making a scene on someone's daily stream is not the way to go about it, nor is it professional when I have public emails you can reach out to contact me
or
behind
Twitter,
the scenes.
It's or social media, because that was going to be my next thing. Was like, okay, what about when that stuff spills on the Twitter? Because I've seen you going back and forth with some people on Twitter for various different reasons and stuff. And again, different situations, you know, context matters and all that stuff. Like when that stuff starts to go into that type of realm and such, does that really kill the potential for like being able to like, you know, do stuff like that, you know, collaboration, looking into like maybe branching off into other things? Like when things like that happen, because I can only imagine, especially with the perception that some people have of you, that like really kills the ability to like, you know, really kind of, you know, spread your wings a little bit and kind of get into other stuff outside of what you're doing now.
Right. Well, the thing is, you know, I mean, let's be honest here. Is there really a person out there who hasn't taken a jab at me? Like I kind of feel like I'm the whipping boy of the internet when it comes to gaming content creation. Everyone jokes about Dark Side Phil, so I'm not going to hold it against people who talk in a memes about me or joking about myself and the misfortunes that I've had over the years on social media. Big deal. Everyone's done it, right? But I'll give you an example. You mentioned the quartering. So this is a guy I knew absolutely nothing about at all.
I saw that episode when you were on the show. It was like a couple hours. I know you guys could find it on YouTube and stuff, but it was a couple hours where you were just talking with him about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and I had no previous knowledge of this guy besides the fact that I knew that he had made fun of me in the past. I knew it. But there was an issue where this really hackish news website was trying to take something that I had said on one of my streams out of context just for the sake of creating drama headlines, to the point where the media post was like, cancel DSP because he said this thing. I'll be honest with you, it's so silly. I don't even remember what it was. I've completely forgotten.
Really crappy. I've seen that happen a couple times too, even a couple colleagues of mine, and that always sucks when that happens.
Yeah. So here's a guy who I know for a fact has made fun of me over the years, but he actually like stepped up and defended me. He's like, this is silly. You know, yeah, Phil is a joke for a lot of people, but he did not say or do these things that these people are accusing him of. And this is just stupid. And because of that, I reached out to him and I was like, hey, just so you know, I saw your video and it actually was really, you know, it was fair. And I appreciate that. And because of that, we talked a little bit and we ended up doing this, you know, little video podcast together. And, you know, people gave him shit because he didn't delve into my personal life. He didn't, you know, actually, I take that back. He actually did, but it was to the point where it wasn't so personal that it was damaging to me or it was going to hurt me because I revealed personal information that could definitely.
It was fair, like you said. You know, I think it was fair, like, you know, just ask you stuff and you could choose to answer whether you want to or not.
That's correct. And the thing is, I enjoyed doing it. And I know for a fact that after that, he made fun of me again and again. Who cares, right? Like, I don't care about that as long as it's fair and it's not like you're constantly trying.
It's not mean-spirited.
Exactly. You're not trying to hurt me to get ahead for yourself. And really, that's where I draw the line. You want me to be a piece of your content, or you're a content creator and you're interested in talking about me, fine. Make fun of me because I suck at a game I'm playing. Make fun of me because of a silly mistake I made years ago. But don't try to delve into my personal life. That's none of your business. And don't try to make stuff up to get clickbait views, because that's the most dishonest thing you can do. And sadly, you know, YouTube is rife with that stuff these days. And I don't play that game, you know. And I know someone like Rich coming on my stream, he's going to ask me ridiculous personal questions that are nobody's business. And he's not going to get any answers. So why bother entertaining that? While someone like the Quartering actually just wanted to talk a little bit about me and, get kind of an exclusive interview and ended up being a pleasant conversation. So there's a big definitive difference you can have there.
I think that's also true where sometimes the environment of YouTube, and even you could even argue Twitch to some extent, where that kind of fosters that because there's so many other people doing that. There's some people that are successful with it that people kind of like monkey see, monkey do, and they want to do the same thing. And that's what perpetuates that over time. This is why I always said, like, over time, especially for YouTube, you got to get other people to grow, to show better examples, to show that, like, that type of content, or at least that type of approach in some way, doesn't always have to be the answer to grow, you know, to get your own audience.
Yeah. And you know what, for you asked the question, you said, gee, you know, why do so many people do this kind of stuff with you? Honestly, I think the answer is because there were one or two people who years and years ago made that kind of content and got successful. And just like monkey see, monkey do, if they did it and they made got popular from it, I'm going to do it too. And it becomes a trendy thing. And next thing you know, it's the fad or the in thing to make fun of Phil and to completely just kind of tear me down in any way possible to get ahead. And that's what I'm facing on a daily basis. It really does suck. Cause what do I do to counter that? I you know, it's definitely defamation, but I can't sue these. I just want to be a positive content creator who puts out positive stuff on a daily basis. I don't care about them, but they're not going to go away. As long as they're getting views and making money doing what they're doing, they're not going to stop doing it until someone tells them it's wrong. And so far, YouTube has fostered this kind of content and thinks that apparently it's perfectly okay.
Yeah. You know, in all honesty, I think that that's a real big problem. And it's not just with you, it's with other people as well and other topics and stuff. You know, this is why places like Drama Alert really exist. You know, at least they foster themselves and they survive because of things like that. But again, we could get into a whole like couple hour conversation just on that stuff alone, because it's a very complex, a very nuanced convo and stuff. But give me one last thing that you feel like, you know, you want to see at least things change a little bit, either on YouTube or Twitch, you know, over time. Again, we're in 2020 now when it comes to YouTube and stuff. But like, but for you personally, having been at this for so long, what is one thing you want to see at least, you know, change up a little bit that might make the platform and the environment and the community a little bit better?
Man, you know, the thing is, when I started on YouTube 12 years ago, it was such a different attitude. It was like you would upload a video and people were hungry for new content because it wasn't readily available all the time like it is now. It wasn't overabundant. And so you would upload a video and it would be like a positive culture. People were excited to see a new video. They wanted to leave constructive criticism. They wanted to say positive things about it. They got hype for a new video. Now it's almost like, on YouTube, it's just like, what's the new thing I can make fun of today? What's the new thing I can tear down today or say it sucks? So, you know, it's almost like this overabundance of cancel culture toxicity where everything's bad and everything has to be negative. And it didn't used to be like that. I wish that we could somehow find a way to get back to an internet culture that isn't always about tearing down people. I see this on my streams all the time, too. You know, I want to put out a positive product. I want to put out something that when you watch it, by the end of the show, you feel good about yourself. You put a smile on your face like, that was entertaining and that was fun. Not, oh, you know, we completely eviscerated three people in my content today. And really, you know, only reason that anyone watched was because I was really nasty to someone and I hurt people today.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. Pat myself on the back. That's what I really feel has happened to YouTube in a lot of ways. I wish we could get rid of that. I don't know how it would happen because I think that YouTube has become so...
Honestly,
yeah, it's because it's just so abundant, and that's the algorithms on YouTube have propagated that kind of really toxic attack behavior to the point where there's entire businesses based around it. And how do you now decide what goes and what doesn't? And to some extent, that's why I've stopped caring about YouTube. It's an archive of my streams. At least when I'm on my streams, I can control the content. I can make it positive and fun for my viewing audience. And I don't care what people say on the back end about it, because the stream at least was positive. But on YouTube, it's like, my God, every related video is something disgusting and toxic and insulting this person and tearing this person apart. The latest drama, the latest controversy. How, why do you even want to be there when all you see is negativity? And that's like, for me, I would like YouTube to at least kind of be a place where it's 50-50. And sadly, at this point, I think it's like 90-10. Steered towards toxicity and negativity. And that's a really bad thing, because when I started 12 years ago, it was the complete opposite. It was fun. It was a place where people put out creative content on a daily basis and were eager to see that content. Oh man, grateful that people would put out good, fun, entertaining content. Not so eager to just destroy everyone else on a daily basis. And it's really gone downhill in that regard.
I feel you. I definitely think that there's could be a strong case made for stuff like that. Again, especially now in 2020 with a lot of the stuff that's happened over the last couple of years and such. But again, that's a really deep, really complex conversation that could last for hours. So we're going to kind of cut it off here now for the time being. But Phil, thank you again for chatting it up with me on this episode of EX Mode and stuff. This was cool, right? Like this is
absolutely.
This was dope.
It was very fun. Very fun.
Very, very dope. So again, I know you said it before in the last episode, but tell it for everybody else here on Patreon and stuff. Where can everybody find you on the socials?
All right. On Twitter at, twitter.com/ They Call Me DSP or at They Call Me DSP. On Twitch, twitch.tv/DarkSideFill. And on YouTube, youtube.com/ DSP Gaming.
So definitely check that stuff out when you guys can, if you're not already in the know about that stuff already. What is one thing you're going to be doing during quarantine besides gaming and stuff like that? Any like, you know, specific thing for you to chill out that you could think of that you've been doing?
Well, you know, not only do I do main game playthroughs of hot releases, but I do what's considered chill streams. Games like Animal Crossing or Minecraft or even Elder Scrolls Morrowind, where it's so much open world content that I just kind of relax and interact with my viewers. So it's not necessarily serious gameplay, but it's just kind of hanging out. And just this week, coming up on Thursday, I'm doing a Q&A show just to talk with my viewers for a few hours. So, you know, it's not just about games all the time. Sometimes it's about a social experience, too. I like that.
Awesome. That sounds dope. That sounds chill. So definitely be on the lookout for that stuff, guys, when you guys can. But anyway, thanks again, Phil, for chatting up with me. Guys, let me know down below in the comments, either on Patreon or on YouTube, if you guys enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to leave a like on the video, of course. And also send me suggestions of who else you guys want to see on the show and what topics you want to see us discuss here on EX Mode or my definitive discussion show. But as always, don't forget to check out all that stuff. And thank you so much for being a supporter here on my Patreon page. From both of us here, we will talk to all of you again very soon. Peace out and stay epic, everybody.